The Gen X compound is not regulated in part because it's so new.
So we don't know enough right now to regulate this appropriately.
Dr. Larry Cahoon is with the University of North Carolina, Wilmington.
If it's not regulated, it means that we may not have the legal authority to prohibit discharging that material.
He says testing needs to be done by the Environmental Protection Agency. And Cahoon says it's part of a bigger issue.
This is a symptom of a much broader problem that we have, which is that there's so many new compounds out there that, you know, either aren't going to be tested very quickly or will never be tested individually, that, you know, we're basically living in a chemical soup.
For the region's water suppliers, it came as a surprise.
We just heard about it yesterday, probably about the same time everybody else did, whenever we saw it in the Star News.
Tyler Witkowski is with H2GO, which provides water to about 25,000 people in Brunswick County.
We were a little shocked, but also at the same time, we weren't really shocked. You know, the Cape Fear River has always been vulnerable to these kind of contaminants.
Witkowski says customers have been calling all day asking if they can drink the water. His response?
We're not saying that the water's not safe to drink, but we're also not saying that it is safe. We're kind of waiting for the word to come down from state and federal regulators to let us know.
Brunswick County's Department of Environmental Health didn't know about Gen X either until they were told by WHQR this morning. They are now looking into it as well. City and county officials hope to get more answers on Thursday. That's when they meet with the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, and the Chemours Company, the firm discharging Gen X into the river.
I mean, the question that I hope to pose in very plain and simple terms to this company, is our water safe to drink, yes or no?
That's New Hanover County Commissioner Chairman Woody White.
This company, which has a history, good and bad, I think the record would reflect, of compiling and accumulating data about things that it makes and disperses into the environment, has scientific data. And if they come here and share that and quells our concerns, then that's a very positive thing. If they don't, then it's going to be a very serious matter.
Also today, Governor Roy Cooper emailed a statement to WHQR saying that clean water is a necessity for families and businesses in the Cape Fear region. He added that he has asked the Department of Environmental Quality to work with the Department of Health and Human Services and local officials to get to the bottom of this issue and to demand answers from the EPA and Chemours. DuPont began offering Gen X to its customers in 2009. It's used in the production of Teflon and most other non-stick kitchen utensils. C8 was a bad chemical in that it was proven to be extremely toxic. Dr. Suzanne Brander is a UNC Wilmington toxicologist.
The big question, though, is that this is all related to C8, and this has all been very studied in a lot of detail with C8. How much of that transfers to Gen X? And what we know about Gen X is that they've taken the C8 molecule and they've tried to make it a little bit less persistent.
What she means is that Gen X was designed to move through the body faster than C8, with the idea being it would cause less damage. However, there are no tests that prove that, not yet. Dr. Larry Cahoon of UNC Wilmington is a professor of biology.
I'm not trying to frighten people, but I'm trying to point out that there's so much we do not know that if we're going to be appropriate in how we respond to this, we need to have an excess of caution.
Scientists hope that when the new water test results from the river come back showing more accurate levels of Gen X, they can get a better grasp on the risk this chemical poses to human health. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.